Blog Talk Radio.
In challenging times, Dropbox helps businesses adapt, giving you terabytes of storage, real-time collaboration, and secure file sharing to bring teammates together no matter what device they're using. Transforming the way you create and share your work with your clients in the process. So for all projects worth sharing, Dropbox. Start your 30-day free trial at Dropbox.com. Why is it your grocery order arrived the second you remember everything you forgot to order? Like, without fail.
Who drank all the milk?
Fresh groceries and more. Unlimited free delivery. One more click.
Family time is so special.
All right, Jeannie's Corner of the Show, the next show.
Thank you. Now it's my heart, I know I Summer died on May 17, 2012, at her home in Naples, Florida, at the age of 63. She had been diagnosed with lung cancer. Summer is survived by her husband, Bruce Sudano, and her daughters Mimi, with ex-husband Helmut Summer, Brooklyn Sudano, and Amanda Sudano. Summer's funeral service was held in Christ Presbyterian Church in Nashville, Tennessee on the afternoon of May 23, 2012. The exact location and time of the service was kept secret. Several hundred of Summer's friends and family appeared at the funeral, according to CNN. The funeral was a private ceremony and cameras were not allowed inside the church. TMZ obtained a copy of Summer's funeral program, which includes a proverb dedicated to Summer about a wife of noble character. According to the program, Pastor Tim Johnson started the service and welcomed the guests. Afterward, Ricky Gaines, her brother, gave a speech. Summer's sisters, Linda Gaines Lottman, Mary Ellen Bernard, Dara Bernard, and Jeanette Yancey, performed "We've Come This Far by Faith." Mary Ellen Bernard performed "Because of Whose You Are." Rick Doler, a son-in-law of Summer, gave a speech and Pastor Johnson spoke again. The service was closed by David Foster and Natalie Grant performing the prayer. Guests followed the black hearse with Summer's body to the Harpeth Hills Memory Garden Cemetery in Nashville, where she was buried. Other guests included Giorgio Moroder and singer Tony Orlando.
Thank you. Thank you. years ago was sort of like, I'm here, I made it, thank you, God.
You see, this is exactly what I made in my business from one income stream just in the past 30 days. And what I do can be done from anywhere in the world. And the people that I work with are anywhere in the world. And all I really need is a phone and a laptop. But let me be clear and tell you what this is not. This is not affiliate marketing.
Mike from Otto.
I can't overcook it.
It's foolproof.
You made this? It's real good.
Best Buy has the tech and experts to keep you impressively ahead.
Perfect. Can't you see?
Because you never realize you're out until you're out. Fresh groceries and more. Unlimited free delivery. Walmart Plus.
To live is to ask the big questions like, how fast was that serve? 98 miles per hour. Wow. How far was that drive? Nice. Are you taking an ECG here? And you're taking one here. Are you taking an ECG at a birthday party? Hi. How'd you sleep? And why are you checking your blood oxygen level? Oh, there's your answer.
We never got a bill from Sweet June. Ever. Nor will we ever.
Thanks to generous donors like you, families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food, because all the family should worry about is helping their child live.
Nobody expects a child to get diagnosed with cancer. But then when they are, you are so grateful that there's a place like St. Jude. We were just treated from the very beginning like family. I think it's the most worthwhile place to put your money when it comes to childhood cancer.
Join with your debit or credit card right now, and we'll send you this St. Jude t-shirt that you can proudly wear to show your support.
Whoever St. Jude's and the people who donate and give money, I wouldn't have my boy.
There today, I'm anything. Hopefully, it's okay. Technical problem now again, but
you just stay with me.
We're already fighting.
Well, that's what we do. We fight. You tell me when I'm being an arrogant son of a bitch, and I tell you when you're being a pain in the ass. Which you are. I'm not afraid to hurt your feelings. You have like a 2-second rebound rate, and you're back doing the next pain in the ass.
So what?
Joe, it's not going to be. It's going to be really hard. We're going to have to work today, but I want to do that because I want you. I want all of you forever. You and me, every day. You do so for me. Just picture your life for me. 3 years from now, 4 years from now, what's it look like? Just let that guy go. Go! I lost you once. I think I can do it again. Thought it's what you really wanted. So why don't you take the easy way out?
What easy way? There is no easy way. No matter what I do, somebody gets hurt.
Would you stop thinking about what everyone wants? Stop thinking about what I want, what he wants, what your parents want. What do you want? What do you want?
It's not that simple.
What do you want? What do you want?
Our love remains the same. cozy bed, I share of everything, and I'm proud of all the blessings I've given me. Thousands with a thousand kisses. Let it take the laughter with me after all these years. Made me feel brand new. I see the fires that we walk. Sweet everlasting, in a house we've made our own, where our children all have grown. Precious gold, with time can I relate? Make a living of the time to kiss me away. Even then, we've got to share apart. My heart always keeps me after all.
Here's a question.
How fast was that serve?
Are you taking an ECG here? And why are you checking your blood oxygen level?
Oh, there's your answer.
Nobody does it
Challenging times, Dropbox helps businesses adapt, giving you terabytes of storage, real-time collaboration, and secure file sharing to bring teammates together no matter what device they're using. Transforming the way you create and share your work with your clients in the process. So for all projects worth sharing,
you're with me now, and as long as you stay, the one you surprise me to do, just a little too free. But now the river doesn't seem to stop here anymore. Hey, don't put your love, send me food to your sweet ass song. And I know you're gonna think I've known all along. Loving you for the right way to deal. Loving you the right way. Loving you the right way.
I'm just going to repeat a few of them. Let's watch the low blows and the rabbit punches. In case of a knockdown, you go to the corner I tell you to, and you stay there until I tell you to come out. Is that understood? Any questions? Okay, let's go back to your corner now. Let's go.
Bless you all.
Go for it.
Well, here we go. The war is on. We're just waiting for the bell.
Look at all. It's a show.
This fight's best. The best. Bro.
We're the power.
Then jam him. Exactly.
Challenger, it's absolutely awesome.
My words distract. I'm breathing by your crazy laugh out of my mind.
Thank you.
There we go.
Say I'm not. You worthless. Twice. Three times a lady. And I love you. Yes, I do. Yes, you want.
You are the rain that makes my life this Three times. Said to her mother, "That's a charmed little girl, because she has been able to survive stuff that I'm thinking, you know, what do you mean the family left? You mean that little girl has no family? The family left? What do you mean? No, the family left. Just we don't want her. You don't want her." Okay, and I sat there and watched this little girl change and do whatever she wants to do now. I knew she was going to hit the wall sooner or later. I just didn't know how it was going to look, because you can't take on all that baggage and not let it come out. But I saw her one day go into this tunnel. When you start going into drugs and alcohol, we see our friends go into that tunnel, and they can't come out of that tunnel. Or if they come out, it's a different configuration.
It's rewired.
I watched her walk into that tunnel and go, "I don't want to do this anymore." Walk out of that tunnel, and I have to go sometimes. She's a different person. She just made up her mind one day. She went into rehab, and they said, "You cannot hang around the people that you used to hang around if you want to really get away from it." And she cut all of her friends off, all the people that were involved in that off. I mean, I kept saying, "Don't you want to call them and say hello?" No.
Did she get mad at you for saying that? Do you want to
call say hello? Of course.
Did you say hello?
No, I didn't say hello.
Okay. Dude, you walked right into it.
Is that on the cue card?
No. Where are you?
I'm such a serious conversation.
I want to go back to it.
And you go, hello?
Because I give you a chance to take a break and go even more with that. You're looking at her. So that sort of signifies that you're even unsure how to handle it at this point.
Well, remember now, there's a point that when you walk into rehab, by the way, I must tell you, I commend the family, because I told her, I said, "Let me tell you something very frightening. In your lifetime, you're going to lose two of your best friends to whatever. I call it an overindulgence of hipness. Someone's going to die in a car accident. Someone's going to do a drug overdose. And then that's going to be the examples you'll talk about for the rest of your life to your kids as to why you don't want to be involved in that." Right? It's going to happen to you. Of course, when you're 17, 18, 19, of course it's not going to happen because nobody's dead. Right?
Right.
And all of a sudden, she was just going on her merry way, and then finally, one of her friends die of an overdose. Then two of her friends died. And I remember she walked back in the door and she said, "How did you know, Dad?" And I said, "Because it happened to my friends. And now you have your two. And what I was worried about was that one of them was going to be you." I said, "So now that we have the examples, do you want to get straight?" And she said, "Where do I have to go?"
How did you feel when she said that?
I of course, I cried. Of course, embarrassed. And then I remember calling her mother on the phone, and her mother and I had been doing that much talking. And I said, "This is what we're going to do. We're checking in with Nicole in the rehab together." And I remember telling Nicole, she said, "You and Mom are showing up." I said, "We're showing up because it's about you. And so it's not about us." And that was the end of that book. Since then, her mother and I have a great relationship. You know, the family's tighter, closer.
It's crazy.
You know, but unfortunately, you have to, you know, as a parent, some days you wake up in the morning and go, "I don't want to be this responsible. I'd like to be wild and crazy."
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, your kid walks in the door and makes you show up. You have no choice but to be, where's the parent at? You got to be that person.
And I love you. You have made me what I am. I am just my love. There's so many ways I want to say I love you. Let me hold you in my arms for evermore.